You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Potlucks mean party time, and I do have fun at them, but I'm always looking forward to see who brings what. But then that sort of depends on who's been invited, right, Carolina? I mean, sometimes you can get the same old lasagna, chili, and mac and cheese. It gets boring.
I know, it does get boring. But, you know, I thought it would be really fun, Ellen, to ask a group of dietitians, nutritionists, what they bring to potluck dinners.
Because oh, good idea.
When you're talking potluck dinners, you have to bring something that people will like and enjoy, or else you're never going to be invited to the party again, right? No one wants that.
Right.
But at the same time, you can't go against your true nature of just wanting to make good food that tastes good, but it's also good for you. So I gathered a few recipes and even have one of my own to add in there from some really great dietitians.
Well, let's start with appetizers, because classically you just get a cheese board, a variety of cheese boards, or maybe onion dip, which of course I love, but you know, there's a limit on that one, right? And if I fill up too much, then I can't eat the rest of the dinner. And there's so many other good things to try. So what would be a good appetizer to take?
Yeah, so the appetizer is usually the one I like to bring because it's easy, it's fast. And I always have a pantry stocked with tahini from, once again, nut butter. So I always have plenty of tahini. So I'm like, I'm going to make a huge batch of hummus. So hummus is my favorite, and I make it with true tahini, and I do use the chickpeas. But what I love about making hummus for potluck is that you can really add a touch to whatever kind of occasion it is. So, for example, this time of the year that it may be coming into Thanksgiving time or the pumpkin month that I call it, which seems to be like October, November nowadays, I'll add half a cup of pumpkin puree to my hummus and then make it a pumpkin hummus. Or, you know, you can make it anything. You go into a football party where you know you're going to have a lot more guys there that like the spicy kind of stuff. I'll add some sriracha to my hummus make it a spicy hummus. So you go for the basic hummus recipe, which is the chickpeas. It's a little garlic, a little lime juice, and the tahini on the food processor, and then and olive oil, and then you add on whatever kind of flavoring you want for that specific party.
Well, I also remember the black walnut dip. We talked about it at when we did a show on walnuts. That just made me fall over with desire. So tell us about that.
I agree. That's a winner. I made that recently. We talked about it on our segment. Look up our podcast on walnuts. You're going to find some really yummy recipes with walnuts there. And one is that black bean walnut dip. And it's similar to a hummus, but instead of using chickpeas, it uses black beans. And then it adds your chopped walnuts in there. It is just so good. It is so rich. I made a small portion of it. And I had to go back to my food processor and make some more because we ran out of it so fast. So
you
it's
ate
also
it all
on our
up,
Pinterest
right?
board. Yeah, I know. And it's so bad. So it's on our Pinterest board for everybody to check it out.
Now, I just want to clarify, when you have a dip, you're using carrots and celery sticks or are you using chips and crackers?
Yeah, so I tend to stay away from your standard chip. Because people tend to overeat on those and they're just not very healthy. And usually the ingredient list does not agree with my standards. But I do like to do pita chips at times, especially the ones you can make yourselves. Or yes, lots of fruits and veggies. Celery sticks and carrots are perfect for any kind of dip. But even red peppers, green peppers sliced up can be really good. So make
well,
it colorful,
move on
make
to-
it pretty.
Let's move on to something can be used as sides or entrees. Salads get boring. Do you have one that could be refreshing for us?
Yeah, so this one came from Sharon Palmer, and she's the Plant Power Dietitian.
Oh,
and,
she's great.
Her website, I mean, you just don't go during lunchtime because you're just going to be so hungry. Visit before lunchtime so you can buy the ingredients and make the recipes. But the one I picked out was the fresh market pasta salad. First of all, because you're going to be the talk of the party because it looks beautiful. And second of all, it's easy. So you can really whip this up and bring a big batch to a party. What she does is she uses pasta and then a ton of vegetables, radishes, heirloom carrots, asparagus, summer squash, white onions, bell peppers, cherry tomatoes, baby arugula, some pine nuts, and fresh basil. And I mean, those colors together, it's really picture perfect. And then she goes a step ahead, and instead of just using your standard vinaigrette, she makes her own vinaigrette and shares the recipe with us, which I thought was really cool. And it's olive oil, wine vinegar, red wine vinegar, some mustard, lemon, garlic, and kosher salts. How simple is that? Sometimes you pick up a vinaigrette bottle at the grocery shelf, and it has ingredients you can't even pronounce. And here she made it with 6 ingredients and 2 minutes. So that's really neat. You can make your very own.
So be sure and make a lot of that one, apparently, because that is going to, you know, just the colors alone are going to attract people over to try some. And then it'll be so good, they'll have seconds. So make a lot of the Fresh Market pasta salad, which I believe you've posted that also on Pinterest. All right. I need a slow cooking casserole. I don't have time to do all that chopping. What can I throw together that would be different and really nummy?
I know this one is perfect for those of you who need to prep ahead of time and don't have time right before the party. MJ and the Hungry Man shared this one with us. I just love that name. And it's a slow cooker sweet potato casserole. And so basically she used sweet potatoes, coconut milk, some eggs, a little brown sugar, not a heck of a lot, just a little. And then she complemented with the maple syrup, some cinnamon, some nutmeg. And I think the trick here is a little orange zest. I just love that. It all
nice
goes
touch.
Into your slow cooker. And I mean, this casserole looks beautiful. I think I'm actually pinning this recipe for holidays and not just potluck parties, because it looked beautiful and I think it would go really great in a holiday table as well.
That sounds wonderful. I'm sitting here drooling. I'm sure everybody else is listening. It's like, oh man, I got to make that. I have to make that because it's really good to have these recipes in your back pocket for that last minute. Hello, you want to come over for a potluck? It's like, oh. Okay, so no more boring. I do love lasagna and chili and mac and cheese, but you know, I like something a little different. All right, desserts. Oh,
I agree.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Desserts. What do you do
I
for
know,
desserts?
I know, desserts. It's like if somebody tells you you have to bring dessert to a potluck, most people go, oh, great, then I'm just going to go pick up cupcakes and cookies, right?
No.
But how boring is that?
Yeah,
let's do
really.
Something different. So yes. I really love nourishrds.com. They shared this really cute idea for fruit skewers with dip, okay? Fruit skewers are nothing new. People have been making them forever. But what I think makes it a party item is the dip that you complement them with. So they made it really cute with strawberries, pineapple, watermelon, mango, and honeydew melon. And you can really just chop these up and kind of, you know, arrange them in a colorful pattern in a skewer. Or you can go all out and use cookie cutters and really be like the Martha Stewart of your potluck party. Mm. I know, right?
No, not me.
I usually get my daughter.
I love it. Yeah, really. Get the kids to do that for you.
yeah. And then I eat all the little parts that are left over from the cookie cutters. But anyways, the yogurt dip is really what makes this a party item. And she used Greek yogurt, some vanilla, some honey, and what she did is she chopped up a peach and mixed it into the yogurt dip, so it's kind of a peach flavored yogurt dip. How simple is that? And oh my gosh, delicious to bring to a party. I'm telling you, it's gonna be gone before all the cookies and cupcakes that are on that table. So really like that idea.
Quick question, can you use frozen fruit for the dip, because it's not always in season?
Yeah, for the dip, absolutely, because you're just going to puree it and mix it with the Greek yogurt. So do use frozen fruit. You can even use it for the skewers if you wait it to thaw. Well, everybody, all these recipes are on our Pinterest board, like I mentioned, and that's the Radio MD Pinterest. And look for Family Food Kitchen board, and you'll find all the recipes there. Thank you for being with us in our Family Food Kitchen. Make sure to always come back for our podcast. Eat well and stay well.